Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I ain't gonna go there. Good morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. If I could tell you what went wrong, I would. I have not a clue. I have no idea what was going on. But nevertheless, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be able to come through. I'm not on my computer. I'm on my phone, so I really can't see you. But I see where you did come on, and I think you're still here with me. God bless you. Thank you for your patience. Love you. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. Oh, I think I just have to stop and pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because none of it makes any sense, and I'm not going there. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made. And I am truly, truly rejoicing, and I am glad in it. I am so delighted, so delighted. Good morning, my sisters. God bless you. God bless you. Getting some feedback. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I can see you now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm coming through a different way. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and all is well and all went well with you. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. I hope yesterday was a success. Pray that it was. Hallelujah. God is good. Sometimes we find ourselves in some strange places. But nevertheless, hallelujah, God is there protecting and directing. He knows exactly what he wants us to do and where he wants us to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God today. He is our life. He's the very breath that we breathe. And we thank him for being God. And thank him for choosing us to be his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. I just have to, let me take a moment and go. Thank you. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Amen. 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 I just ask it, y'all, pray for me as we push forward and things are going forward and some changes possibly coming about. Good, good changes. And I'm not going to get discouraged or anything. So pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I thank you. I thank you, my faithful sisters, for being with me this morning and not giving up. Hallelujah. I'll call you and share. Hallelujah. But it's all good. It's all good. And it's not the right, it's just nuisance. I mean, just a little nuisance. And nothing is wrong. Everything is intact like it should be. And, hallelujah, I just want to share this with you. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you were supposed to be taking this medicine. That was a long time ago. I said, yeah. But then when I read, I know why he gave it to me, but all the other stuff, and I said, no. This is not for me. So as things would have it, I said, okay, I'll take it. And I really forgot why I said no. And my dear heart, evening, Saturday evening, And I woke up Sunday morning. I felt like they had gave me a double dose. Oh, man, a knockout drug. I was messed up from the floor up. And I'm telling you, I'm still in a daze, and that was from one tablet. I'm going like, no, that's why I don't take this stuff. So anyway, pray for me in that regard, too. Oh, my God. I'm just not a medicine person. And I just don't like all that foreign stuff. And I just, you know, that's just me. I'm not telling anyone not to be a medicine person. I'm just saying Margaret is not a medicine person. I like to be, it may stop the pain or whatever, but I just, no. No, I just don't like it. And I'm still feeling some of the residuals from the first tablet. So I just kind of prefer not. So I ask that you bear with me. No, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll just lay in the presence of the Lord. That's all I can say, because this one is not going to work. We have to find something else. Anyway, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being here with me. And thank you to have prayer on your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know some are working and they can't jump in and pray and different things like that, but we're going to try some things. Hallelujah. God is good. Is so good. And with all the things that are going on in the world, hallelujah, it's overwhelming for us. It can be. We allow it. But it's not overwhelming for God. My God. And we don't see the half of it. My God. And when I think about how God really loves us, I'm talking about mankind, and he never intended for the suffering that man has brought upon the earth, the earth too, yes, upon ourselves. How we've been so cruel to one another. How dominance has been the main focus. Greed, and that never, ever was God's intent. No one was insignificant, was to be insignificant. Oh, my God. That's why we who are in the church must set a standard and walk in a standard that's different, that the world can see what it's like to be governed and loved by the Almighty God. Where we have to remind ourselves, and it's so sad, but we thank God for Yeshua, Jesus. We thank God for the apostles, all who have left a footprint for us to follow and what show us what it's like. Please, our God, and to be loving to one another. Yeshua says that we're to love each other so the world can see that we are his disciples. Oh, and loving doesn't mean that we are in each other's face all the time. And it's different, because
not it. When we're needed, we're there. When we're to encourage, we're there. You know, just how you want someone to treat you. And then that brings us to another place. We have to learn to love each other. I mean, love ourselves. Respect ourselves. Regardless of what our yesterday was, you're a new creation. You are a new creation. And we weren't all that good. Sometimes we like to kind of think we were, but we still was hellbound, still in need of a Savior. So in seeing that, we needed God to have compassion and love for us. We can have that same for someone else. We have to allow our love of Christ, the love of Christ, to shine forth from us. God give us wisdom. He give us knowledge. He gives us understanding. I'm not saying we're to be stupid or anything like that. Love, because you're loving, don't make you stupid. And we just have to seek it. Please God, and not faking it till you make it. Just ask God to show us and lead us, and just be what you want someone to be to you. And you know, depend on God. Don't depend on someone else to give it to you. But if someone does, it's a good thing. But you may not have a whole bunch of friends that, well, I don't know, a lot of times they're not friends, but a whole bunch of people that know you and you're interacting with it. It just may be a treasured few that's in your inner circle. But there are others that you are being an example for and to. And you don't know how that affects their life when we show the love of Christ, when we have extended an olive branch. You know, love is so important. And we really need to study it, understand it. Because in our English language, we have one word for love. There are several words for love, you know. And we have to find where each person and each situation, what it calls for. And the love, I call it the love song. Yeah. But we just want to demonstrate Christ in the earth. And sometimes you do have to love or be kind to some who have really been ugly. But when we think about how much God loves us, then we can, and how much He is loving us, we can be kind to someone. Genuine kindness can turn the world upside down. So when those that will despitefully misuse you, God loves us. And He does put people in our life who loves us and generally cares for us. And that's a safe place. That's a good place to be. And I thank God for my safe place and my sisters. I said my sisters and my brothers in the Lord. Yeah. It's a good thing. And it doesn't take a whole bunch of people, just a few, that can be your strength. And you know, I don't know. I have a cousin. He's basically an only child. Her brother was so much older than her. And she just zoomed. She did it.
And she just zoomed. It's as if, I call it the only child syndrome. She doesn't need, it appears, anyone. She just and accomplished. She don't need anyone to stand by and say, you can do this. She don't need a cheerleader. She just zooms out. But she's been on her own for such a long time. Her parents died when she was very young. So she zoomed. But even she, every once in a while, needs to know that there is someone who cares. And someone who thinks about her, even that person. And we don't criticize. I don't criticize her for being the Zoom. But I call her my sister cousin. But what I'm saying is wherever people are, we can't condemn them for how they are. But we love them and not try to make them conform to us. We're all to conform to Christ. Mm-hmm. And let's just think about that. The other thing that came was fear. And I don't like fear. And they were putting it with the article that I read was putting it with the pandemic. I thought, well, what are people, I never really sat down and thought about it. And then they related with anger, frustration, doubt. And I'm saying, what? And then when I understood it, then I said it has different forms of showing itself. When people get so frustrated and they're like, what's wrong with them? There's fear. And so when we're praying and we see, especially in the younger people, and those that are not saved, and not, you know, not knocking anyone, and those sometimes that are saved, because when you're going through a lot of things, you don't recognize what it is. We just see the results, and we target that, but we don't look at the cause. Mm-hmm. And as intercessors, we need to know the cause, the root of it. What is the root of this? Mm-hmm. Because we got to uproot the root. Mm-hmm. That's right. And when, same with cancer. I was reading an article. This is going to take us somewhere. And the article was saying that cancer are, I call them runaway cells that didn't die. Cells were supposed to have an appointed time that they die and new cells come up. The cancer cells don't die. They just keep multiplying and increasing in size. So as an intercessor, oh yeah, you see where I'm going, we have to pray for the root. That rebellion cell got to go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. We thank God for wisdom. When you know, well, speak to the cancer. Let's just speak to the root. Just speak to the root. And not only that, when we pray, ask God to remove the very microscopic footprint, cannot return. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when we real serious. Mm-hmm. Wipe it clean. Mm-hmm. No footprints. No footprints. No microscopic footprints. Mm-mm. But that's what I'm talking about. Huh. All this anger, that's fear. Uh-huh. Out of control.
Yeah. Covering it up.
That's why we have to be sharp. And we look at a situation and we, it's all right, baby. God got it. God got this. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God got this. We think of scared, shaking, nervous. You know, I can't do this and that. But if you think about it, there are times when you've been afraid that you've become irritable. Think about it. Hallelujah. So we just clear the atmosphere. Clear the board. Yes. And when we pray for wholeness. Yes. We just don't pray that the Lord heal that broken arm. Complete wholeness. So just pray that you get your sight. Complete wholeness. Will thou be made whole? Yes. Because every part of that individual has been affected. Oh, yes. Refresh and renew. Hallelujah. Woo! God is able. God can do that. Oh, God. But I just had a thought. We pray for the United States that it becomes refreshed, renewed, and walk in the manner in which God has called this nation to walk in. And just admit all the wrong that has been done. And we say, well, I didn't do it. No, but our forefathers have. Yes. And some of us are benefiting from their wrong. Yes. And I'm not just saying one group. I'm just saying America. It reminds me of Daniel. Daniel didn't just pray and point the finger at his forefathers. He said, we all. You know, we all. We all. That's what Daniel said. Hallelujah. We all. And so we take responsibility. Amen. So when we come before our God, hallelujah. He's wonderful. He knows all. And there again, he never, he knew what we would do, but it was not his desire. It was not his desire for sin to enter into this world. It was not his plan for us. He made everything so beautiful for us. Oh, there was nothing he withheld from us. Oh, my God, nothing. I think I reminded you, I mentioned to you, I read from one of the ancient books, and it said that Adam pleaded with the Lord, to forgive them and let them stay. And he wouldn't. Then there's a place in there where it says that Adam asked the Lord to send them out in the way that they could still smell the fragrance of the garden. And God said, no. Oh, my God. He just wanted to smell it. Just let me smell it. And God said, no. In other words, you have to. That's not what I want you to remember. Oh, my God, I want you to remember what got you where you are. Then there's a passage in it where Adam pleaded with the Lord to cut the time short. And God told them how many days it would be before the Messiah came. No, nothing short of that. And he pleaded and he pleaded.
And that gets us to the place where we understand that there are times we ask God for something. I'm sure we've been there. And God, the answer has been, people say he doesn't say no, but I've heard no. I've experienced no. Let's just say it like that. And then when it's all said and done, and time later, you're like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, thank you. Woo, the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. And I mean, we cried and just act. I'll just talk about myself. But the older I've gotten, the more I realize that it's the respecting and honoring God's decision. Don't try to manipulate God. When you pray and you ask, believe you have it. But there are times that the answer is, it's not going to happen now. Oh, it's not going to happen. Find yourself eventually settling down and going on with it. You know, God knows what's best for us. And the older we get, the more we really begin to truly understand it. We have a tendency sometimes to want to pout and God don't care nothing about me and you're not getting your way. Ooh wee. If I heard my children talking like that when they were young, they would have to deal with me on that one. You know. And we have to learn to respect God's decision for us. Honor our Father's decision. And sometimes it hurts, you know. But eventually we find out it was all for our good. And we have to know and say, God, I trust you. I trust you. My faith is looking up to you. And I know you've been faithful to me. I know that you love me and you care and you're concerned. And I thank you. Thank you for the strength that I need for the journey. When you're younger, you're just so impatient. And perhaps a lot of it comes with age, the settling of your spirit. And understanding that God is in control. Oh, my God. He has worked it all out before the foundation of the world. Oh, God, that's perfect. Remissed, coming in there. Our God is already done. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's already done. Yes, it is. It's already done. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's already done. Yes, it is. And it's being done, and it's been done, and it's done for my good. God got a plan. Woo, glory. It's all for my good. Sometimes you have to just say, it's all for my good. I know we'll say, Lord, don't you see this? Don't you know this? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And God, whatever you do, it's all for my good. Ah, glory, hallelujah. It's all for my good. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Yes, it is. It's all for my good. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Woo. We honor God. Hallelujah. We honor him this morning. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. It's not about silver and gold. Hallelujah. It's about a relationship with the master. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. It's about a relationship with the master because silver and gold can come and go.
but he's the same. He never leaves us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it go deep into our spirit, man, our soul. Understand that we can walk in this earth as children of the Most High God, not be selfish and self-centered. Woo, glory. But whatever we say it is, and we have to correct how we think it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If I stick with it, Rama. So God, we ask you for a crop failure on all the negativity that we have spoken, all the doubt that we have spoken. Wipe out that crop. Hey, God, this morning, and we thank you for doing it. No fruit, no harvest to come upon us because of frustration, fear and doubt and hurt and pain and ignorance. God, but our hope is in you. Hallelujah. Our hope is in you, Master. Yes, it is. Our hope is in you. Hallelujah. My hope, hallelujah. Our hope is in God. Ooh, he loves us and he cares. Hallelujah. Yay. Through our walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Not because you got silver and gold in the car and people know you. No, 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 no. Because when trouble comes, people leave. But he won't. Woo, glory. But because God is with you. God is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He put a good friend. Hallelujah. He put a good sister, a good brother to walk with you. Glory, 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 glory. Our God prepared for everything we need. Hallelujah. He prepares. Yes, he does. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When Jonathan and his armor bearer went up to the camp. Hallelujah, the enemy. Hallelujah. Jonathan's armor bearer. Paraphrasing. God said we can go. We going. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. Hallelujah for being our God. Yes, we do. We thank the Lord for caring about us. Hallelujah. He loves us. He knew what our name would be before the foundation of the world. He knew where we would be, and I have a reality. He knew everything that we would do. He's God. He's God. He's in eternity. He's not in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise you and glorify you and magnify you and exalt you. We bow our heads and we bend our knees and bless your most holy name for your love, your mercy, your care. We do, most holy God. We thank you for calling us your oh my God, we thank you this morning. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The things of the world, hallelujah, not appealing to us. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We're ambassadors. Hallelujah. Ooh, we're children of heaven. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we thank you. Oh, thank you for allowing us to know our position and our place. Hallelujah, who we are. Hallelujah, and who we are. Oh, thank you for allowing us to reflect it. Hallelujah, here on earth, Almighty God.
not to draw others to us, but to draw others to you, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Oh, yes, Lord. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, loving God. Hallelujah. 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 Wherever we are, you're there with us, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your extended mercy. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the miracles. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the depth of my heart, I give you glory, and I thank you for your kindness. Hey, God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy, Almighty God. I thank you for your favor, Almighty God. Not only for me, for your people everywhere, my sisters. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for holy boldness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for calming our spirits, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you that we know that we can do all things, Christ, who strengthens us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill our mouth with words, dear God, that we can say an encouraging word. Oh, thank you, God, as you order our steps, we're aware of the move. Hallelujah. We won't miss a step. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We'll miss your direction, Almighty God, your purpose and your plan. Oh, let us not be so wrapped up in our purpose and our plan that we miss. Oh, glory, your purpose and your plan, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We count ourselves, Almighty God, as insignificant. Insignificant so often, Almighty God. Even when we say no, we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doubting. Oh, God, who rebuke that spirit of doubt. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the boldness in you, Almighty God. Glory be to your name, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for meeting our every need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Rich in you, Almighty God. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. And thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for each day. Almighty God. For today, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But for today, glory, we thank you for your provisions. Almighty God, we thank you for your healing. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God, for every provision. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for comforting. Thank you, Almighty God, for protection. Thank you for guidance and direction. Thank you for where the road needs to be smooth, it's smooth. And where the road needs to be rough, to give us traction, it's rough. All for our good, so we don't fall. No traction. We might slip. Traction, we won't slip. Hallelujah. We have a gripping hold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Steadying the course. You know what we need, God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we need it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for seeing us through this time, God. And thank you for allowing us to be here at this appointed time, Almighty God. Rebuke every hindering spirit, every demonic force that would attempt. Almighty God, discourage us. Oh, God, from doing your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eyes wide open. Remesse the core. Ears
clear, hard, tender, to be obedient and to do your will, Master. We can't do any of it without you, God. So we thank you for guarding us. Thank you for meeting our every need, Almighty God. Thank you for touching our children and grandchildren, saving them, Almighty God. Circling them in your blessings and your protection, Almighty God. Surrounding them with chariots of fire, Almighty God. Thank you for ordering their steps in your word, Almighty God. Thank you for giving them a hunger for you, God. Oh, and seeking you while you may be found, Almighty God. Their soul belongs to you. You said all souls are mine, Almighty God, but you also told us that they're saved. Almighty God, and we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you. Oh, God, we don't pick up some and throw some aside and count some as not worthy. No, God, you know the plans that you have for them, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for meeting their every need, Almighty God. We thank you for your blessing upon them, Almighty God. We thank you for the friends that you allow to get close to them that will encourage them to do right and live right, and they in reverse do the same thing, Almighty God, encourage their friends to live right and do right before you, dear God. Hallelujah. All those that will bring harm, that they're not strong enough to bring into the kingdom, send them far away, God. Let them be at a distance, Almighty God. Almighty God, at a distance. Glory. And let it be for us too, Almighty God, that we won't slip, Almighty God, just because someone has a friendly smile. And we don't ask where their position in our lives, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Order our steps. Hallelujah, hallelujah, order our steps, Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you for being the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah, for being our Father, our Master, our Lord, our King, and our God. Hallelujah, our Father, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for granting us traveling mercies, Almighty God, and your people everywhere. We thank you, yes, Lord. We thank you for miracles, Almighty God. Ooh, we thank you for having your way in the life of your people. Demonstrating, Almighty God, your love, your kindness, and your protection. Opening the eyes of the enemy, Almighty God, that would do them harm, Almighty God, or do us harm, Almighty God, to see, Almighty God, that there's more with us than against us, Almighty God. We're humble, Almighty God. Oh, we pray that it will bring them to you, Almighty God. Capsule of God. Oh God, let us walk in this earth pleasing to you, Almighty God. Oh, pleasing, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, pleasing to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God, allow us to be in harmony and peace with you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name.
Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us flow with you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your grace. Oh, God, we don't take it for granted. No, Lord, hallelujah. Just bless your wonderful name. We thank you for smiling upon us. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. Hallelujah, God has smiled on us. God has smiled on his people everywhere. Almighty God. Oh, brothers and sisters in Kenya, hallelujah. All of the continent of Africa, hallelujah. 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 Oh, brothers and sisters here in each United States, America, Almighty God. Europe, Israel, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Everywhere, Almighty God. Our brothers and our sisters, protect by the host of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Hallelujah. 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 By the blood of Yeshua. On the highways and the byways, Almighty God. Almighty God. The safe passage for your people. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Safe passage, Almighty God. Safe passage. That we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your wonderful name. And we thank you. We count it done, Lord God. Yes, we do. We count it done. All the open doors, Almighty God. Give us the wisdom and the integrity of a character, Lord God, to walk therein and stay. And may we represent you well, Lord God. May we not compromise in any form or fashion. None is greater than you, and we seek to please you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We seek to please you. Hallelujah. We seek to please you. Let that be our desire. We seek to please the only true and living God. We seek to please you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We seek to please you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just had a desire, a function to pray for chicken and pray for meat. Meat in general, but chicken specifically. So we apply the blood of Yeshua over all meat, especially chicken. In Yeshua's mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask the Lord to bless the foods that we're eating, hallelujah. Say the blood of Yeshua over. We ask God to remove any and all offense. Hallelujah. While it's in the ground, the seed. Oh God. Turn the seed. Hallelujah. Remove any harmful chemicals or adverse effects from the seed to the seed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
We praise your name. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank the Lord for seeing us through. And I thank you for joining in this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Let's stand on it. Nothing is missing. And nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jude. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Thank you. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. We made it through. In the name and the power and the authority of the Almighty God. Love you. God bless.